Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
On this third day of the Lenten journey, we continue on the theme of preparation by examining the vestments and vesting process of the priest. The priest, as well as each participant of the divine liturgy, must prepare her or himself spiritually, emotionally, and physically for such an awesome experience as the one expressed in the divine liturgy. Physical preparation is the easiest to comprehend. In the vestry of the church, the priest offers a prayer request as he dons each piece of his vestment. He begins from the top by placing a crown on his head and praying, "Put, O Lord, upon my head the helmet of salvation to fight against the powers of the enemy, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ." Often, the crown is considered a sign of royalty. In this case, the prayer likens it to a helmet in preparation against the forces of evil. The challenges in life are remembered, that life is one defined by our responsibility to love and to proclaim the light of Christ. The obstacles to do so are many. The helmet is a reminder of that struggle to love. Even when the obstacles persist, and even when His love is misunderstood, and even when our love is rejected. Next, the priest wears the white robe by praying, "Clothe me, O Lord, with the garment of salvation and with a robe of gladness, and gird me with the vestment of salvation." Note here that the physical robe is not merely defined by its color of purity, but by a condition of gladness. The joy of salvation transcends time, not to be understood only as a time to come, but as a living expression within the heart of the priest. The stole is the next vestment, placed over the neck of the priest as he prays, "Clothe my neck, O Lord, with righteousness and cleanse my heart from all filthiness of sin." Here we remember Christ's words, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In fact, the high priest himself, Christ, demands that we take the yoke, symbolic of the burdens attached to life, with the gentle reminder that in meekness and in purity of heart, we are able to endure and overcome our difficulties and challenges. The deacon wears a similar stole, but only partially on his or her shoulder. It refers to the same yoke of Christ. It is here that we break for this third day of the Lenten journey with a meditation on that yoke. From the vestments we have discussed thus far, we understand that the spiritual warfare of the Christian is a challenge to love. Often we merely think of the Christian experience and struggle as a challenge to abstain from certain types of behavior. In fact, the Christian understanding of struggle is quite the opposite. It is one of engaging in the good, by loving, sharing of the self through humility and meekness. The Christian is called to do, not to abstain. That is, to take on the yoke, the burden offered by Christ to love unceasingly, even against the odds and obstacles. It is the higher challenge that defines us in our faith and certainly in our life. Today we meditate on the transformation process thus far, expressed by the crown, the robe, and the stole. The fight to love, to do so with joy, and to understand the awesome responsibility that comes with it. Tomorrow we continue on this spiritual journey and continue to examine other vestments. This is Father Voskin, looking forward to continuing with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.